Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC presents the Pismo Beach Today Show. It's happening in Pismo Beach. It's on Pismo Beach Today. Now, here's your host, Anita Schauer.
Oh, my gosh. Good afternoon and welcome to the Pismo Beach Today Show. My name is Anita Schauer, and I am your desired radio personality. Today's guest is Larry Kim, Recreation Department, Grover Beach, the new recreation head honcho. So please stay with us, and we'll learn all about what's going on in Grover Beach and what Larry is up to. Gee, that's going to be fun. Thank you. Let's talk briefly about the sponsors of the show, briefly. Robert, who is Dr. Electric, because your electrical health is his main concern. Miss Etiquette, teaching manners to children and interested adults. Diamond Jewelry and Loan, with their spectacular location on Millard East Main, Santa Maria. Go in there, please, for all your wants, needs, and desires. What do they have? Jewelry, AirPods, other computer things, air compressors, lots of fun. 805-314-2028 is the number. 805-314-2028. And please remember, Diamond Jewelry and Loan is closed on Sundays and Mondays. Sundays and Mondays. Fabulous. Fabulous. Be sure you tell Bobby that you heard all about this on the radio. She'll love that. Jim Dritzis of Dritzis & Company for all your tax and accounting questions. Bruce Van Vork of Finn's Seafood Restaurant, a fine supporter of the Five Cities Homeless Coalition, always, and has great food, wonderful staff, people, fabulous music. Go to Finn's, the end of Grand Avenue, Grover Beach. We thank him. And Dr. Dan Kopp of the Kopp Dental Group, with Dr. Dan Kopp, Dr. Mike Roberts, and Dr. Alina True, 543-5321. 543-5321. And I give Dr. Dan Kopp my highest rating for 2024, and that would be 500 trillion, 555 billion, 555 million, and nonstop super gajillion. And thank you very much for my beautiful smile. Pismo Dice with Pat McCann. Wonderfully delicious wines. So here's the update for you. So limited items for sale. You can get a hold of Pat. You may get a hold of Pat by email. You may go to California Fresh for his wines. You may go to Costa de Oro Wine Tasting Winery in Santa Maria and get a hold of Pat for things you want that are going to be very limited, if not completely limited by now, because they're going to do a rebranding. Email address, pismopat805@aol.com. pismopat805@aol.com. Please do that. Sierra Body Shop, Grover Beach, beautiful South 4th Street. These professionals are all you need for the care of your vehicle. They will give you a courtesy estimate. They will take you to and fro, fro and to. This is a hello to Mike and Butch and Johnny. 805-481-8855. 481-3855. 481-3855. Andy Ojo is not working very good today. A Royal Grandy Home and Garden, where you'll find Miss Terry keeping everything in order, 20,000 square feet of everything you need. Remember, they have a birding section that's just glorious. They have a paint department. They have plants. They have trees. They have flowers, flowering plants, wind chimes. 805-779-3080. 779-3080. The address is 1578 West Branch Street, Parallels 101. We welcome Doug McMillan and his three fine restaurants, Rose's Restaurante, Ada's Fish House, and up at the north end of Price Street on the water side. You have Vista. So in order to find out what's going on at these three restaurants and to make reservations and to know about parking and days that they're open, it's 805-773-0551. 805-773-0551. And Roxy Buchanan at the Natural Toolbox, Pismo Outlets, opens 10 o'clock every day. Roxy knows all about doTERRA essential oils. Please go in there. 173 artisans have their goods in there for you to view and to purchase. Magic word, purchase. And we welcome Couts' Chevron on 13th at West Grand Avenue, Grover Beach. Go in there and visit the store inside the store. The store inside the store has everything for the beach. They also carry food, libations, ice cream, hot dogs always on the grill. They have wonderful little trinkets that are specific to Grover Beach and Pismo Beach. You want to go there and take a look at those things. Couts' Chevron. And then right down the street, Elizabeth Head Insurance Services on 9th Street at West Grand Avenue for all your insurance questions and needs. And find out the joy of an umbrella policy. Call Elizabeth Head, 805-481-5324. 481-5324. And Brenda Auer, wonderful human being and a Cracker Jack realtor in our area. Brenda will help you find that perfect piece of property on the Central Coast. 805-801-6694. 801-6694. Brenda Auer. And remember, her office is located in the heart of the village of Arroyo Grande. Splash Cafe. Remember to go online when you're waiting in line. Downtown Pismo Beach, it's Splash. And find out what you may have delivered to your door, and that would include products. Clam chowder. World-famous clam chowder. Award-winning cakes and baked goods come to you all packaged up and in perfect condition. And, of course, there are world-famous spices. Do this today. Grocery Outlet Arroyo Grande. Haley and Michael Testa. Remember to visit and shop the grocery outlet first for best prices, best selection, surprise items, beautiful plants, and a wonderful wine selection. And remember, the Testas live right here in the Five Cities and are fabulous community supporters. Let me give you a surprise item. Socks, an array of socks. Yes. Kevin 76 station on Five Cities Drive, Pismo Beach, full service station for your vehicle. Nicest people on earth work there. Please stop by and say hello and make an appointment to have your tires checked. What an idea. You might need new tires. They'll talk to you about that if that is the case. Maybe you want your windshield washed. Go in there. Wonderful people. And Kristen Becker, certified divorce coach. Where do you go when you need this type of person to help you at this particular time? You're going to find Kristen Becker. She'll provide you with the guidance and compassion through this difficult time in your life. And Kristen will help to clear the way for healing and financial independence. Wow! For you and your children, email Kristen at divorcecoach.com. That's what I have to say today about that. New activity guide is out. Any questions whatsoever, call Colleen, Pismo Beach Recreation, 805-773-7063, 805-773-7063. That's for Colleen. She'll tell you everything you want to know. Be sure to visit all our parks in Pismo Beach. Glorious, especially glorious. Pismo Beach City Council meetings. First and third Tuesdays of every month. First and third, one, two, three. First and third Tuesdays. Look out, May 7th is coming. That's your opportunity. Pismo Preserve, 10 years old this year. Now remember, this is new for some of you because you haven't heard it before. really been listening. I want you to really listen. You have to go online to the Pismo Reserve website. You have to fill out an application to park at the Pismo Reserve parking lot. You have to download that application, and then you have to put it on your dashboard. That's how you're going to be able to park there. You can't park there any other way. No es posible. Questions? Call the Land Conservancy. They'll help you. 805-544-9096. Land Conservancy. 805-544-9096. Airstreams on the pier. Remember, one is Sheldon. Regina Sheldon and Troy Sheldon. That's their little Airstream there. They're going to sell you everything so you can go fishing. Then there's a restaurant in one of them. And then there is the visitor center brought to you by the city of Pismo Beach. Go talk to those lovely people. They can answer your Pismo Beach questions. Two beach wheelchairs. Yes, they're still available at the Sandcastle Inn on the beach. Free of charge, brought to you by the city of Pismo Beach. If you want to find out when you can do this and how you can do this and what 3 hours you may reserve, the number is 805-773-2422. I want to thank the volunteers who descend upon the beach, the pier, and the pier plaza every Sunday morning, rain or shine or snow, 8 a.m. They get a bag and they clean everything up and give it back to Miss Lisa, and she takes it away for them. You may join them 8 a.m. every Sunday or a Sunday. Remember, if you smoke, take your butts with you. There is no smoking downtown Pismo Beach or vaping. No smoking or vaping at the Pismo outlets. Pay attention. Pismo Chamber of Commerce, April 20th, Taste of Pismo, 19th annual Taste of Pismo. Food, libations, raffle items, gift baskets, entertainment, helpful people, April 20th. Slow Symphony, last symphony for this season is going to be May 4th. And then we take a break until the Pops. And then we start up again for the whole symphony in September. You need to know that because I see people there from Pismo Beach. I do. Grover City Grange next pancake breakfast will be, let's see, May 5th, 8 a.m. to 11, May 5th, that's the $7. But more important than that, on April 20th is their community yard sale, South 13th Street, Grand Avenue, 390. Go in the parking lot, have a good time. There'll be a hot dog barbecue. That's what I have to tell you about that. Clark Center going strong. What's the next to do? Okay. The next to do, ladies and gentlemen, we just had the Kingston Trio, which was fabulous. The Mariachi Reina de Los Angeles, May 3rd, 7:30 p.m. I can't wait. Followed by the Elton John Experience, June 7th. Wonderful. I can't wait. That's what you need to know. Farmers Market, Pismo Beach. I haven't heard anything. I'm sure it's going on. They just haven't told me. Okay. That's it. Now we're going to see if we can find Larry Kim. Hang on. We'll see. Oh, look at that. Right before my very eyes. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Anita?
Fine, thank you. This is really a treat for me.
The pleasure is all mine, actually. And I know you've asked me since I started in Grover Beach in November. You've asked me a few times to, be on your program. And I'm glad we finally found a time to get together.
Thank you. It took almost 6 months.
Yeah. I mean, when you reached out to me like my first week there, I'm like, I don't know if I have much to talk about right now. I'm still trying to get my feet wet. My toes barely touched the waters, but now I feel like I'm kind of in waist deep and slowly making my way.
So. Oh, aren't you happy about the move?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think it's been great so far. I mean, it's definitely a new challenge for me. It's very similar to some of the responsibilities I had at Pismo Beach, but I'm really happy with my team that I'm working with, and the leadership there has been very supportive during this transition. And yeah, everything's been great. Everybody that I've met, all the park commissioners, including yourself, have been very warm and just totally open to supporting me in any way I can. I've been really appreciative about it.
Well, we're very happy to have you on board. And we know that you had a little background. You've done something similar to this over in the Pismo, correct?
Yes. Yeah. When I was hearing you do the plug for the activity guide and you brought up Colleen's name, she was my supervisor in Pismo. And she's one of the hardest working people that I've ever met. And she really cares about the events and the programming that she does. And hopefully a lot of that has rubbed off on me, because my plan is to kind of carry on that similar, feeling towards recreation and events with River Beach.
Well, recreation is very important to a city, is it not?
I believe so. I think especially in times when things are a little bit more stressful in life, and being able to provide the community with some just opportunities to connect with one another, as well as a night out of entertainment, I think is always beneficial to everyone involved.
And were you familiar with any of the parks in Grover? Certainly you must have been over at Ramona Garden Park for some of those summer events.
Yeah, I mean, I know the Ramona Garden Park has been around for that concert has been around for a long time, as well as the Stone Soup Festival. So I'm familiar with that kind of in its early days. Beyond that, I hadn't spent any time in the parks in Grover Beach until my transition, but I try to take a walk as many times as I can to leave the office at the community center, which is right by 16th Street Park and Mentone Park. And I enjoy seeing people all times of the day doing different things and just enjoying our parks.
Yeah, that's a wonderful building, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. I mean, it's a comfortable space, and we have lots of kids and adults in it throughout the day. It's pretty much has programming every single day. So I like to see that in the facilities that we have.
Thank you. And does Tiny Tots still operate out of there?
Yeah, Tiny Tots is there in the mornings till about lunchtime. And it's not, I like to have that little noise outside from of kids and their tricycles and running around. It reminds me that, the world is happening and the wheels are turning literally as well as figuratively. So yeah, I think it's great.
And it operates, as you said, it's a daily thing, isn't it? There's something going on there all the time.
Yeah, there's definitely programming every day. I think we do some of the evenings we have off, but pretty much from when we open till normal business hours, there's programming happening all the time.
And then there are a few nighttime events. I know that sometimes the city of Grover Beach puts on events there at night.
Yeah, I mean, some of our programming, for example, we have a Balboa Swing Club that does like a swing dance on 3 out of the 4 Fridays. And after the our swing class, they have an open like social dance in the evenings. So it's a way for the like-minded individuals who are looking to swing dance to get together and have a little class, and they have a great little community. So that is an example of a programming that happens every Friday night.
How are your dancing skills? You and I briefly discussed that.
If you have 2 right feet, my 2 left feet would compliment you great, because I don't do that great. But I do have like a little bit of a bounce that I do, kind of staying in one place. I'm more of a wallflower, if you say.
Oh, you do the fake dance.
Oh yeah. I mean, hey, one person's fake dance is the other person's dance. So like, just depends on how you look at it. Yeah.
That's great, really. So when you applied for this position, were you confident that you were going to get it?
And to be honest with you, when I applied for it, I knew I felt confident that when I looked at the job description at first, it kind of everything that it talked about encompassed a lot of the skills and a lot of the things that I were doing already at Pismo Beach. So I felt I confidently can do the job. Whether that gets conveyed through the interview process, I had no idea, but I also felt like I was at a good place in Pismo Beach, and that, the worst thing that happens would be I'd be staying in a place that, and a culture that was really great, and worst case and best case scenarios that I can move on and kind of showcase what my skills are in a different capacity. So it worked out for the best. So.
Well, the learning curve, is it a great learning curve if you're coming from one program to another?
I think a lot of the skills translate, but how the cities operate are definitely different. So I think the biggest learning curve is understanding what the expectations are of the new agency and the resources that I have with it. So that's probably the number one thing. Not being the main decision maker in Pismo and more being delegated the tasks. Like I already knew the resources that I had and the direction that I wanted to go, and I'm just more about accomplishing those tasks. And so in some ways it's definitely a whole it's a whole new perspective being on the kind of the upper the management side of things versus the kind of the foot soldier or like frontline side. So
Well, you probably knew all along that at some point, given the opportunity, you would step into management. I mean, isn't that how you look at things?
yeah, no, definitely. This is kind of a really it's a relatively new career path for me, more or less. I mean, I've only been in kind of recreation or working for a city before that. My first experience was at Pismo Beach, and so this is definitely a career track for me, and it's definitely something I've over a very short time realized something that I was really passionate about. So the great thing about this area is that there's a lot of small municipalities that all do similar kinds of things. The downside to it is like, when people are in positions of management and or directors, for example, and they tend to love where they live, and so they want to stay. And so when this opportunity came up, I wasn't expecting it to come so soon. But I knew that if I didn't try to at least, take advantage of the opportunity, then I could potentially miss out something, and it could be quite some time before I had another one. So.
And may I ask, did you talk to Colleen at all about this? Was she helpful?
I mean, she was very supportive of the process. I think she knew that that I would be moving on at some point. I mean, I think she was a little bit surprised that it came on so soon, but I mean, I was surprised myself, so it's not a not a total surprise on either of our ends. Yeah.
And what do you think about this new plan for this Ramona Garden Park? Certainly, we've all reviewed it together, but isn't that spectacular?
Yeah, I didn't. All I know is like I give a shout out to everyone in that process before I got there. All those plans were complete before I even got there, and then recently hearing that we might our funding is going to kind of get there to get the phases started is really exciting. I didn't really get a chance to look at the plans until almost like towards the end of last year, and they're pretty incredible what they're going to accomplish. That playground area that they're going to put together. It's
Beautiful.
pretty incredible and beautiful, and it's also going to be like a national recognition site. So there's very few of those out in the country, so it'll be recognized not only for just the beauty of it, but in terms of all the styles of play and opportunities for people with disabilities. And it's just a wonderful thing for the city. And then I mean, one of our crown jewel events is our summer concert series, and to have a whole amphitheater kind of designed for that element, it's
Yes.
going to just kind of change the whole landscape of it all. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, that's going to be spectacular.
Yes.
So we have maybe 1,000 people at some of these summer concert series. Is that correct?
From what it sounds like, we've seen a lot in that 1,000 range. I think there might have been a few that were even higher than that.
Oh my gosh. And the weather's always perfect.
This if you say so, I'm all for it.
It's always perfect. It's just beautiful.
No, I mean, summers are usually our best time of year, and that's the reason for its popularity. So I don't, I mean, I'm fingers crossed, but I'm confident that we'll have a good summer.
And then, are you taking a little pathway between all of the parks so eventually you will visit all of the parks in Grover?
Yeah, I mean, I essentially kind of took a tour of all the parks around, I haven't spent a lot of time in each individual park, but I mean, I am pretty comfortable with the
Yeah.
what we have available at those parks right now.
Some people think we need more parks. For a city of what, 13,430, do you believe that we have a sufficient number of parks?
Well, I mean, I believe that our parks get a lot of use, and whenever I see, a city where the parks are getting a lot of use, it's telling me that if we had more parks, that they would continue to get use as well. So I'm, on the park side of things, I'm definitely a proponent for having more open space where communities can get together or opportunities for play. So, I mean, if it's a yes or no, I would say yes.
And may I ask about the summer concert series? Those concerts are supported by people, correct? I mean, you can make a financial donation to support the band. Is that how it operates?
Right now, yeah. So we do have sponsorships. And yeah, we do have one title sponsor called the Nichols Foundation that's been a supporter for a lot of Grover Beach things, not just our event. But majority of our funding for this concert comes from donor support. And we appreciate all the donors that have sponsored so far. And we are continuing to take sponsorships as well. So if someone were interested, they can always go to groverbeach.org and click on the community services tab. And on that page, there's a link to a sponsorship application if they were interested.
Oh, that's terrific. Thank you very much for that. And do you have a phone number that you'll answer if people want to call and talk to you?
Our office line at the Grover Beach Community Center, we are now, for the longest time, we were called Grover Beach Parks and Recreation. And I believe last summer, before I got hired, they did kind of an organizational name shift. And we are now called Grover Beach Community Services. So we'll pick up the phone with Community Services. And usually the first question is this the Parks Department? And then we always say, yes, it is. But that number is 805-473-4580. Once again, it's 805-473-4580. And any of my staff will be happy to answer your questions, or they'll forward any information straight to me.
And do we have you as an 8-to-5 employee?
I'm a management employee, so I'm considered an exempt employee, but I'm pretty much at the community center during normal business hours, except for this week and last week, because they're doing some remodel, they're repainting the office and doing some, they put a wall in and stuff like that. So
that's
the last 2 weeks I've been working from home. Yeah.
Yeah, that probably needed an extra wall in there, didn't it?
We're actually adding an office for our coordinator, who's been sharing an office with our admin assistant. So we're just trying to make sure everybody has a space that they need to do what they need to do best. Yeah.
Oh, gee, that's a terrific idea. I want to thank everybody for that.
Yeah.
Now that that center on Trouville has been around since the 50s.
What I've been told, yes, it's been around for quite some time. And I've also heard that there are like two army barracks that might have been donated from the military and kind of put together as a singular modular unit. Yeah.
Those army barracks are also in Grover Beach on, North 3rd Street, which is now a church, but it started out with the army barracks. Oh, anyway, I'll tell you more about that. We'll take a short break and we'll come back and continue, all right?
Wonderful.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please.
This is the Pismo Beach Today Show on News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC. Stay tuned for more with your host, Anita Schauer, next. Beach Today Show on News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC. Here's your host, Anita Schauer.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for staying with us. This is the Pismo Beach Today Show, and our guest today is Larry Kim, Community Services Supervisor for the City of Grover Beach. I want to thank Dr. Electric, Miss Etiquette, Diamond Jewelry and Loan, Jim Dritzis, Bruce Van Vork, The Cop Dental Group, Pismo Dice with Pat McCann, Sierra Body Shop, Arroyo Grande Home and Garden, Doug McMillan, The Natural Toolbox with Roxy Buchanan, Couts' Chevron, Elizabeth Head Insurance Services, Brenda Auer Real Estate, Splash Cafe, The Grocery Outlet in Arroyo Grande, Kristen Becker, and Kevin's 76 Station. Thank you very much. And we always appreciate all that support. Thank you. So another question I have is, other than the fact that at some point I'm going to teach you how to dance. Someone told me that I am really. Okay. You're a musician.
Yeah, that I am. Yeah. I mean, it's not something I'm trying to focus on, you know, my work life. So I'm not trying to promote myself at all. Yeah.
Okay. You don't want to. It's all right. You can.
No, we can talk about it. So yeah, if you lead, I'll follow. But yeah.
Oh, I would love to hear about what you do. Somebody just put that little bug in my ear this morning.
Part of my familiarity with the Ramona concerts and the Stone Soup Music Festival with performing there with my band. It's a local band that we've been together for, I guess right now we're on 27 years now. So it's called the Damon Castillo Band, and we're based out of San Luis Obispo. And they're a bunch of guys I met in college and continue to make music with. And I feel really lucky to still be able to have that music family as an outlet for, to pursue another passion while continuing to do what I do.
It fits with what you're doing.
I believe so. I mean, it is for me. It's a way to promote wellness for myself, and also it's a social outlet for me. I don't really, other than work events or like our my personal music events, I rarely go out and do things and socialize. And my opportunities to meet with friends really surrounds myself around music, and I'm totally content with that.
And would you like to please tell us what instrument you play?
My instrument with the Damon Castillo Band, I play the saxophone, and I sing background vocals with the band. I do have another band based out of Santa Maria called Steppin' Out, and they're more of a party dance band. And I play keyboards and saxophone in that band as well.
So you're multi-talented.
I play multiple instruments.
Yeah.
Talent wise, I think I have some talent. I wouldn't put myself on the pedestal, but yeah. I just feel lucky that I get to do what I do with the people that I do it with, and people seem to enjoy it, and they come back to see us play. So that's a
Now,
really good thing.
Stepping Out's been over at Defends, haven't you?
I'm not sure. I mean, I've been with the band for almost 10 years, but the band's been around longer than that, so I'm not sure if they've played Finns before. I think locally, for a little while, they played like Harry's Nightclub and Beach Bar. We've played in the summers at McClintock's and Shell Beach on their back courtyard patio. So
Yes.
yeah, so that's where you probably have seen us. Yeah.
And then is this something that you were naturally gifted to do, or did you actually take lessons, or did your parents, are your parents musical? How does this happen to someone where you can play multiple instruments, including a keyboard?
Yeah. So what I've always told people is like, well, if you're a Korean kid who was raised in Los Angeles by two immigrant parents, you're either playing the violin or piano at an early age. And I ended up taking up both instruments at 4 years old. And then by the time I was like in probably fifth grade is when school band opportunities came around, and that's when I picked up the saxophone. So yeah, definitely my parents were very supportive, and they were helping me with private lessons, and it probably wasn't until almost high school where I realized I really have a knack for it. It came pretty easy for me, but I didn't really focus on like personal growth and trying to make it something bigger than just a hobby until high school. Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Larry Kim, Community Services Supervisor, City of Grover Beach. A man for all seasons, we're learning. Isn't this fabulous?
Yeah, just not dance.
Not only does he dance, how's that? And play many instruments, but he's coordinating Grover Beach and their new community services department, which probably is a wonderful umbrella to be under. That encompasses a lot of parts of Grover Beach.
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, I believe Parks and Recreation is a community service, so I think it comes naturally. And there are several cities all across. I mean, I know a lot of cities throughout California are labeled the same way, and it's just a natural fit because we're. I mean, I think the only main difference would be like we have a little bit more of a public voice when it comes to like outreach and other sides instead of just about programming for a facility or youth programming or just like special event kind of things. It's a little bit more well-rounded, I'd say.
And supervising people, is that really the art of getting along with your fellow employees?
I guess I mean that word, yeah, it's for me, like I never think of it as me looking down on somebody and telling people what to do. I think of it more as like being able to support a team and giving them what they need to succeed. And I feel that their successes are my successes. So I'm happy when my team succeeds as a whole, and I care less about like who gets credit for it or anything like that, because that's not really what it's about. If the event goes well, everyone benefits, but at the same time, I think my job is more to be kind of objective about how everything went and how we can improve as a team. And a lot of times, you know, when I'm analyzing stuff, it's more about how I can improve, either being a better communicator or being more organized. It's about creating that communication between all parties. So yeah. I think it's more of the facilitator than a boss, if that's the best way to put it. Yeah.
Well, facilitator is a wonderful word. Mm-hmm. It's not just boss. You already see the box that's been drawn, but with facilitator, the possibilities of what you may do are endless.
Yeah, I believe it. It is. And I mean, I'm trying to do my best is like, you know, being new here is like meeting all the community stakeholders in town, like not just within the city, but within our police department and fire and other nonprofit organizations that are looking support, and making sure that we can collaborate and making sure I have an open door to them as well as the other way around. So in small communities, relationships are everything. At least that's what I believe. So I'm hoping to continue to grow that. And I've only been here a short time, but I've felt like all the stakeholders have really embraced me and my role. So I'm very appreciative that they feel that way.
That's wonderful. I appreciate them doing that for you as well. I remember when we first met you, we thought, wow, here's a dynamo just landed upon us. Aren't we lucky?
Hey, I mean, that's one of the sweetest compliments I've ever had. So I'll just shut up and you can just keep talking now.
And tell me about your thought process with Stone Soup, which is another entity of Grover Beach. It really is an entity that's been going on nearly 30 years.
I think it's a wonderful event for the community. I think it's an event that gets recognized throughout the county as well. I met the board, I believe maybe last month, and they've put out their plan, and I've been in communication with them quite a bit. But from a city's role, I'm more about making sure that they get all their ducks in a row and make sure that, you know, they get all the support they need. And I'm leaving it to them to, you know, if they want my input on specific things, I'm happy to give it to them. But because it's more of the Clark Center's event themselves, I'm giving them the freedom to, you know, write their own ticket and figure it out. But at the same time, I feel like they have a great committee and staff and that's dedicated to the project. And I believe we're going to have a great lineup this year. I don't know anything about it yet, but just from what I heard about last year and how they want to improve it, we're looking forward to good things.
I never know from year to year how it can be improved beyond the year that we're sitting in, because it is mm-hmm. always so spectacular. And mm-hmm. to have 1,000 people or 1,200 people there the mm-hmm. night of the trib of the band that everybody's going there to listen to, that's really saying something about Grover Beach.
Yeah. And I think, you make a good point when you said it's hard for you to imagine how you can improve something. I think the key for events in general is when you don't see a problem, then we've done something to make something better. I think it's like, it's almost like, you know, we have we want to create a standard where your experiences are positive the whole way through from start to finish. So if there's something that maybe something that was a slight annoyance that you probably don't really realize or think about because it's not really part of the event of the whole, it's something I'm hoping that we can improve. Maybe it could be something like how the bathrooms are maintained, or maybe there was some kind of parking issue, or there are a lot of logistical things that are not, you know, focused on the event itself, but there's so many ways that we can improve our event. And those are the kind of things that I want to make sure the whole, that creates the whole experience where you're like a lot of times when you hear people talk about an event or something, it's like, oh, that was great, but, and then the but is about something not related to the event. So it's like, yeah.
And you're familiar with the fact that there is a doggy parade on the Sunday of that weekend.
The doggy parade. Oh, yes, I believe. Yes. Someone mentioned that as well. I'm like, as a owner of two dogs myself.
That was my next question. You have dogs, correct?
Yes, I do have two dogs that are more bosses than facilitators. Let's get that clear. I've never seen a dog parade in the city or in the flesh. So I'm really excited to see how that works. And I'm glad that I'm not organizing it because there's probably a lot of things logistically that I haven't thought about. So, yeah.
Well, you know, it's the people you have to reel in, not the dogs. The dogs know exactly what to do.
Absolutely. You're correct there.
And the costumes are always just so joyous, you know,
really. Yeah.
It's a terrific event. What's the next thing that we have up is the trick or trunk that we have.
The trunk or treat. Yeah. And it's, Grover Beach Rotary has been kind of our right hand at that event. And they've done so much for us, and they're going to be continuing to be there in that great role. And actually, that was the first event that I attended last year. After I got officially accept, I got my offer, but I hadn't started yet. So I decided I want to check this event out before I start, just to see, you know, where things are at. And it had a great community feel. The turnout was great. Everybody was wonderful, from the families to all the trunks out there. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be a great home for me. And just original, it set the tone for me in a very positive way. It made me excited to start here.
There have been some people asking if other service clubs can join in on this. Is that a possibility, or is it restricted to only the trunks of vehicles owned by Rotarians?
I don't know specifically the details on that end of it, but if there are other organizations, usually as a whole, I'm supportive of any organization that wants to contribute.
And wouldn't that be nice? More candy.
Yeah. So if that's the case, they should absolutely call our number, and I can get back to them. That Grover Beach Community Services number, 805-473-4580. I still get tripped up a little bit on it, but we will definitely get back to you. And I don't see why we couldn't have more support.
Okay, so I answered somebody's question. That's very good. Mm-hmm. And then may I ask a little bit about Christmas? I know that there was some discussion that perhaps this will be our first year of having a nighttime Christmas parade. Have you heard anything more about that?
I've gotten some more information in terms of what we're going to need in terms of for safety measures and stuff. But a decision hasn't been determined yet. I'm hoping to have maybe some more news at our Parks and Recreation Commission meeting on Thursday. But stay tuned. That's all I can say.
Okay. Well, that's good. That might be more exciting for a change.
Well, you guys have a little bit of work to do on the agenda. We have beautification awards that you, beautification awards that you'll be voting on for this meeting as well. So.
Oh, all right. I look forward to that. And then within the next 5 years, do you see things running this way? Not anything improved upon, because we seem to have a really good parks department. Mm-hmm. We seem to have a very good recreation department. I mean, if you look at the activity guide, isn't that a wonderful thing, which you're very familiar with?
Yeah. The one thing I do want to do is try to program more, even though we stay busy during the traditional school year. Right now, what we're going to try to focus on, we weren't able to accomplish it this year, is to maybe provide some more summer camp options and stuff. So we're definitely going to try to ramp up and offer more programming. The goal is always to offer more choices and like trying to figure out what the community needs. And part of that is getting input from the community. So anytime someone wants to come into the office, give us a call. And, you know, and they, I mean, we're recruiting instructors all the time as well. So if you have a skill or a craft and you'd like to teach a class, they can give us a call and we can give you all the details on what it takes to be a contract instructor for the city. Hopefully we can do something. The way our activity guide works with Pismo Beach and Aurora Grande, we're so close to each other as neighbors that it's tough to have overlapping classes and types of things, because we try not to step on each other's toes, because I do have such great respect for both Sheridan and Aurora Grande and Colleen and Pismo Beach, that, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, there's something for everybody. We do have some great classes, like we have our Doomsday roller skates on Wednesday night. You know, they could actually roller skate indoors in our community center on the floor. So that's an example of some great programming that might be unique that other municipalities might have.
I did not know about that. That's great to know. Is that for adults as well?
It is an adult program, yeah.
Oh, it's an adult program?
Yeah, it's in the evenings.
Well, that might be fun to watch.
Oh yeah, definitely watch and, you know, like, and just kind of feel comfortable in your own skin and in an environment where people can help you improve your skills, but also just be supportive in general.
Yeah, it has a beautiful floor in there, doesn't it? That community center.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. And that's the community center that has also the big stage.
It did have the big stage as well. Yes.
Well, I mean, can you imagine somebody designing that in the '50s?
Yeah, it is. It is quite a sight to behold. It's a warm room too, so it feels very inviting. So,
in case people haven't been there, it also has a commercial kitchen.
Yes, it does.
Now, is that facility able to be rented out?
Unfortunately, even though we do have a beautiful commercial kitchen, it is not permitted for commercial kitchen use. Okay. So, right now it cannot be rented out for that purpose. Yeah.
All right. But people may attend all kinds of functions there, because I know the men's club is very good. They volunteer many times to do the cooking for events. Mm-hmm. So you've met up with some of the men's club men, haven't you?
Oh, I haven't personally, but there's probably some history there. Yeah.
Yeah, there's history there. we have a former mayor, Dave Ekbom, who's very instrumental in the men's club, and he's always so very helpful.
Mm-hmm. I know of his name from the softball fields.
Well, how 16th Street Park, isn't that glorious?
Yeah, it's a wonderful playground. It's relatively new. I think a couple years old, and I know the softball fields are they're fully committed for the season. Kids are out there every day, and it's great. From what I'm hearing, that there's definitely a shortage of softball and baseball fields like all over the county. So it's nice to see something being used constantly for the public. Yeah.
Yes, and then is the skate park open to everybody every day?
Our skate park does get open every morning, but it just gets locked up in the evening. So it is open to the public, but it's not, there's no people there to supervise or run it. Yeah.
No, they took that little kiosk out of there. So now you may just show up and skate, right?
Skate. Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks very interesting. Doesn't look like something an adult should be doing. It looks like something more for children.
Well, I mean, obviously, if you have the skill level to do it safely, I'd say go for it. But you won't see me out there anytime soon. Yeah.
And then, of course, Grover Heights Park is continually used.
Yeah, it is continually used. The barbecue facility is hugely popular, and they get rented. I mean, we've had quite a rainy season this year, so we've had quite a few cancellations happen. But overall, they're booked pretty solid throughout the year.
And then may I ask, because I have questions that people have asked me by email because they knew that you were coming on. Mm-hmm. Do you have to go to school occasionally to upgrade your skills to be position that you're in with the city?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Well, the city is supportive, and they, and if you have to get some education reimbursement for classes specifically for your field, they do have a money set aside for that. But professional development for me is one of the biggest ones is our California Parks and Recreation Society. Mm-hmm. And we have a district here that I am on, a district board that covers San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura counties. And that board consists of members from all the agencies in the area. And there's quite a supportive group within San Luis Obispo County. So most of, like in terms of skills, like I can rely and, you know, reach out to my fellow like park and rec community and get information we need. And then that conference is like a 3-day conference with developmental like classes and things like that. So there are professional development agencies. There's definitely a parks and recreation degree. Cal Poly has one called the Experience Industry Management Program. It used to be called the Recreation Administration, but it's kind of been rebranded. And they have an excellent program for that. So there are quite a few Cal Poly graduates in the Parks and Recreation line of work within the county.
And is that degree, is that a 4-year degree out at Cal Poly?
It's a 4-year. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sure it's full all of the time.
I have a few Cal Poly students that will be working with me this quarter to help with our Mother Sundance. And so, I just met them last week. I think they're going to be well prepared, and they seemed really open and to learn and get a good experience. So, and from the few faculty that I've met at Cal Poly, they also seem very invested in creating a quality program. And it's been around forever. So, I mean, I think of it as very successful.
And may I ask when the mother-son dance is?
The mother-son dance is the Friday before Mother's Day. I believe it's May 10th.
Oh, very good. Okay. Are you looking for volunteers or do you have enough?
Right now, I do have enough for that event because it's not an outdoor event. So with the volunteers that I've already recruited and the Cal Poly group, we should be fine. But if anybody's interested in volunteering for our concert series or any other types of events, they can call our office as well. We'd be happy to put them on a volunteer list. We have that annual volunteer appreciation dinner that we do.
Yes.
I believe, Anita, you were there this year in January.
Yes.
Just to celebrate the hard work and just the gratitude that we have towards our volunteers. We tend to see a lot of the same faces, but we're always looking for new faces. And even if you can only commit to one day, that's completely fine with us. Just let us know what you're interested in, maybe what your skill set is, and we can put you in and help you succeed as well. So,
and then do you need any gift cards or anything of that ilk for the mother-son dance? Do you give out baskets? What do you do that the community can help with?
Well, for the mother-son dance in particular, I mean, it is a fee-based event, so they do pay a fee to support all everything for the event itself. So we typically don't, I don't think we give out specific like gifts in that sense, like raffle prizes, but we will have like a small, like personalized, small items for them to take home, a memento or a keepsake or something. Yeah.
Oh, from the dance. And is there live? Will there be live music? Is that how we do it?
No, they will have. There will be a DJ and some catering from some light appetizers. There'll be a photo booth there, so they'll be able to do that. This year's theme is more like red carpet, so it'll be kind of like a Hollywood kind of theme. So we're hoping the parents dress like they're going on a night out to the Oscars or something, and it should be a fun time.
Gee, that's going to be great. Is there going to be red carpet out front too?
I'm hoping to make that happen. So yeah.
Yeah, listen, you can make it happen. I'm sure of that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty confident I'll make that happen. Yeah.
And we want to thank Dr. Electric, Miss Etiquette, Diamond Jewelry and Loan, Jim Dritzis, Bruce Van Vork, the Cop Dental Group, Pismo Dice, Sierra Body Shop, Royal Grandy Home and Garden, Doug McMillan, The Natural Toolbox, Couch's Chevron, Elizabeth Head Insurance Services, Brenda Auer Real Estate, Splash Cafe, The Grocery Outlet, Christian Becker, and Kevin 76 Station. Well, from the sound of things, you are content with what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love this community, and I love the group that people that everybody that I've run into, from the community itself, the stakeholders, to the staff and the leadership. I feel like I'm in a really good place right now.
So it really wasn't too soon for you to take on this position. It was actually the right time.
Yeah, I guess that's the best way you can look at it. I mean, I try not to look back. I try to only look forward. And
that's right.
And that's kind of the direction we're headed. And with all the great things that are happening within the city, within Grover Beach, with our new streetscape, with our new hotel being built, Ramona, I think I came in at a great time where everything is growing, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. And hopefully I can do my best to kind of enhance that as well.
Oh, I see that you'll be around for quite some time. And yes, you did come in at a very good time. It's completely action-packed community right now.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah, and on all the major corners. I mean, we're just going to town.
I agree.
Maybe you want to put on a dog show at another time of the year and just have a dog show.
Hey, yeah, I mean, hey, if that's what the people want, I mean, we'll make it happen.
Oh, yes, there must be some kind of a how do people tell you what it is they want? They just simply call the office?
They call the office, or I'll run into someone in passing, and this community is pretty close, so, you know, within one degree of separation, I'll hear something from somebody or an email. And and then we just go to the table. I'll talk to my team and see if it's doable. And then we kind of go around the round table. And if we can make something happen, then let's make it happen.
Well, 2.3 square miles isn't very large, is it?
No. It's definitely walkable.
Oh, yes, of course. You could walk the whole city in 2 weekends, I think. So have you been over, one more park question. Have you been over to Hero Park yet?
Yeah, I've been to Hero, yeah.
That's a pretty nice park, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really nice park. I mean, in the beginning, when I first got here, I walked from, yeah, the community center all the way to Hero, because you pass Mentone and 16th Street on your way up, and they got that tennis court there and that that playground, and it's a nice little community that and it gets a lot of use, so that's great to see.
Well, we're very happy to have had this conversation with you. You're delightful, you're knowledgeable, and you really have a zest for what you're doing. And I certainly want to welcome you to the community.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show. And hopefully after this, you'll want me back again.
Well, we're not even finished, almost finished, but I would like you to come back again in several months, and maybe we can figure out what else is we neglected to talk about and we should talk about.
Yeah, and we can maybe do a recap and we can talk about the events that happened. Well,
thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Larry Kim, who has a brand new title at Grover, Community Services Supervisor. And we welcome you, and I will take on any comments that you have about this program and send them on to Larry Kim. Thank you very much, and I hope to see you again.
Thank you very much, Anita.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Pismo Beach Today Show with Anita Schauer on News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC. For comments, questions, and to hear this broadcast in its entirety, find the podcast at 920kvec.com.